This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hey, good morning, friends. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShoah. We're learning Siman Tzadi Dalid, Sif Vav. Siman Tzadi Dalid, Sif Vav. Choyla mispalel afilu shoychev al tzidai. Someone who is ill could daven even lying on his side. V'hu shiach l'chavin daite, as long as he could have kavana. Says Ramavim, Yev sholoy l'espal, if it's impossible for him to daven mikomakom yahar b'libay, he should at least think it. Shenemar imru v'lvavchem al mishkavchem. Say in your hearts on your bed. So someone who is ill, even if he's lying down, if he could have some form of kavana, he should. If he can't, he shall at least think the tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chayla Masav, Zakin Shin Yachal Amad Yeshu B'makam Yisbal, an old person who can't stand should sit in his place. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shoychev Al Tzidoi, because you're not supposed to say Shema, Kisha Shoychev Praktan, on your back or on your front. By the way, it's very interesting. I didn't know this. Praktan means either flat on your back or flat on your stomach. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if you're lying on your back, but your head is propped up on pillows, or the head of the bed is propped up like in a hospital, there's no problem. It's not praktan. It's not praktan. You don't have to go on your side. Reb Scheinberg also said, "Geder, the geder praktan is if you're horizontal." Why? Rav Scheinberg says, the geder praktan is kisha shoychev upanov klape mala. But if you're on a recliner, it's different than Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if your head is propped up, that's not praktan. But the problem is, your aver is still facing upward. Rav Scheinberg says, if you're on a recliner, see, when you're on a recliner, the goof itself is not horizontal. Maybe that might be different. Okay, but Lamaisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman does say if your head is propped up, that's not called praktan. Fine. So he brings from the Shevet HaLevi that a choyla, who is not able to stand for the whole Shemana Esrei, he should stand for avos and then continue as much as he can, and he should sit for the rest. Fine. Says Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Chavav Yehar Beliba. Ve'efshad Yoytze B'zeh B'di'eved. It could be B'di'eved, your Yoytze. Your Yoytze, in other words, let's say the guy starts feeling better later in the day. Ve'in Tzarch Lachso Espalo, he doesn't have to go back and daven afilum hivri b'zman ha'tfila. Even if he became healthy again and he's feeling okay at the time of tfila. Me'achar sha'anu su'ata. Because at now he's an anus. At the time that he was mahar b'libay, he was an anus. And b'diavad, if you're an anus, here it works. V'ayin pri chadosh pri magadam, v'ayin le'elbasim samach beis, sivdav mishabrua, uber halacha sham. That the conclusion is, legabe kriya shema, if somebody wasn't feeling well, and they had to be mahar shema, and now they're feeling better, they should say it again. Legabe berchas amazon, they should say it again. Legabe other brachas, if you want to rely on the rishonim, that you have to say it again, loy hifsid. V'meinu yachal chavein datoi, kari krishma levada mefshalai. If you mamish can't have kavana, try to say shema if you can. L'fish kavanas krishma eno ela pasuk rishayin. For shema, all you have to do is have kavana for the first pasuk. V'kal yuchal chavein. In other words, if someone's really not feeling well, and they mamish can't daven, they should at least say shema. So someone who's not feeling it and they can't daven, they should at least say Kriya Shema. Okay. Sif Zayin. Mi shahayu loy anasim mikan umikan. Masar shama yafsiku tfilasay o yafsidu mikachay. Son who has anasim. You have marauders. You have people who are going to assault you. and you're afraid they're going to interrupt your tefillah or they're going to ruin your merchandise, yeshe b'mekamei v'ispala, sit and daven. L'fi she'ein datem yishavas alav. You don't have peace of mind. V'af abi shezach lasa shlosh b'siyas v'sef ha'tefillah. Even though you have to take three steps back, yoyshev sit u'mespalel and daven v'kareya and bow. Either three steps. What could you do? I don't think there's a way to take three steps back while you're sitting. How are you supposed to take three steps back while you're sitting? But, well, you have no choice. So it's better to have some type of peace of mind while you're davening than to take this three steps back. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Ches says the Machaber. Yesh li zayar shalay lismaych atzmai la amud oyla chaver b'shatzvila. You should be careful not to lean on a pillar or on your friend while you're davening. Don't lean while you daven. That's not considered sitting. Leaning. That's not considered standing. Says the Mishnah Berurah shalay lismaych. Hatam, the reason is that tefillah tzricha amida. Tefillah needs standing. Kele kaman, besimet tzadik ches. Ve amida, sha'al yidei smicha, standing by leaning, loy chashiva amida, is not called standing. Standing by leaning is not considered standing. So, by the way, that's an issue by, Rosh Hashanah, by Tkiah Shofar. You need to hear Shofar standing. So you have a guy, he's leaning on his amud. Please stand straight. Stand up. Stop leaning. Stand up. Ulefiza smicha ktsas. Says Mishra, according to this, leaning a little bit. Dehainu shesoyach v'mikzah shem yinato oizdav le'ipol shari. Says the Mishabura, but to lean on something that if you would take away that thing, you would not fall, that's permitted. Some say the reason is that tzricha liyos be'ema. Some say the reason is that Shemana Esrei tefillah needs to be in reverence. Ulfiza b'chol gavni aser. Accordingly, it would be aser in any way. Now, what about during Chazaras Hashatz? I told you about the money changers, you know, the money changers during Chazaras Hashatz. So we know you can't do that already. What about leaning? The Ramah, later on, Simon Kuf Chav Dalid, brings that the Tzibur needs to stand. The Shulchan Shlomo writes, you could lean in a way that if you take away that what you're leaning on, you'd be able to remain standing. Meaning you could lean a bit. During Chazaras Hashatz, you could lean a bit. Because otherwise, you know, Chazar Sashatz is the hardest avodah the whole day. You have to be listening to every word, and you need to be mechavein when you hear the bracha, that you believe that the bracha is true, and that you're mispalel, that it should come true. So it's a big avodah. So if you're a little tired, you could lean in a way, but not enough that if I pull it away, you're going to fall down. If we come to your shul and we pull away your shtender and you fall down, that was not a good leaning. We're not going to do that to you. You just make your own estimation. Now, this is interesting. What about... Okay, so there are two reasons why you can't lean. One is because it's not called standing. And in that case, if you could lean without falling, it would be okay. And the other reason is because it needs to be be'em over yira. And according to that, any leaning at all is usur. If you're in a pressing circumstance, meaning you're not feeling well, you can't really stand on your own, so then you could be lenient. It's interesting regarding Kriyas HaTorah. You're not even allowed to lean a little bit. What about if you're within 4 amos of someone davening Shemana Esrei? Are you allowed to lean a little bit that if it would take away the post, you would not fall? No. Can't. You can't even smicha kol dehu is aser. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Kuf Beis Sivkat and Aleph. But legabe amida b'halel and tkiya shofar, there were lenient. So each subject matter has its own set of halachas. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. La'amod v'lachin yizar shel yismaych atzmai agabe stender v'chein b'chol makim shetzar chamida. Therefore, you should be careful not to lean on a stender, and or any time you need to stand. Kegain b'shash shorayis sefer Torah negdai. Let's say you see a sefer Torah passing by, v'chol keyotze b'zeh. You should not lean. B'shas tefila. Let's say a choyle who is sure that he could have kavana by standing through leaning, he should do so. Otherwise, yispalel miyushav, he should pray sitting. Meaning, if a choyle knows that he could daven, if he leans on something, that if you would take away that thing, he would fall, then he should still lean because he can't have kavana otherwise. But, and that's still superior to sitting. Leaning on something that if you take away that thing, you would fall, is still considered superior to sitting. With your permission, could we do one more? Okay, thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.